Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Essence of the Upanishads. The title is Sutras, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Ubhunak Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhi Tamas Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Kathopanishad, and that's the end part of chapter 2, also known as Fourth Balli. Lord Yama continues to give insight into process leading to enlightenment. Nachiketa is a recipient of the teachings. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam tadrigeva bhavati evam muner vijanata atma bhavati gautama. As pure water, rained in a lake of pure water, becomes one with it. In the same way, O Nachiketa, the soul of the sage becomes one with Brahman. Similes have been given. One who is not enlightened is like water rained on a mountain top. It scatters in all areas. But if you are enlightened, the simile is water raining in a lake of pure water. Subtle point to understand is that as long as there is ignorance, there is the illusion of finding something that is permanent, something that is the source of boundless joy, finding all this in the world of time and space. And you are constantly becoming something. Yesterday you are, say, 10% poorer. Today you are 5% poorer. Next day, 0%. And next day, plus 4%. In other words, there is the possibility of gaining and losing. But you have no choice. You just, led by your karma, you go on working for it. And there is that dream within the mind that one day you are going to attain absolute fulfillment. And therefore, whenever a desire is fulfilled, there is certain agitation in the mind. Firstly, because you are not sure whether the desire is fulfilled. Secondly, it is fulfilled, but somebody else also has his eyes on it. By the time you get the object of your desire, somebody may snatch it. Thirdly, how long? How long you will have that? Imagine, look at the masses. They work very hard, investing a lot of money. They acquire wonderful property. They fill the property with all that is interesting for them. Deck it with so many things that are enjoyable. Deep down in the heart, there rings a subtle, a little bell. How long? Most people don't listen to it, don't care. But whether you listen to it or not, the fact remains. All that you have attained will slip away from you. Because whatever you have attained is transient. For whom have you attained? You look at yourself, not sure, see your face in a mirror. Not sure, look at your children, your relatives. It is for all this you have created all. There is little consolation. If I move away, all this will go to my people. But firstly, it is not going to you, nor it is going to your people. And your people are not your people. So many things are involved. Basic idea that's being given to you, that in day-to-day life, whatever you experience, it agitates the mind. If it is a fulfillment of a desire, mind wants it more. Mind becomes convinced that happiness is here. Since I have fulfilled my desire, I feel better than before. So let me pursue this. Today I have 1 ounce of happiness, tomorrow I want to have 100 ounces. And suddenly there is interruption. A great despair enters the mind. One day you feel you are fortunate, another day you feel you are not so fortunate. You never decide what you are. That the predicament of kama-kami, one who is pursuing the desires led by ignorance. In the Gita, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, describing the state of enlightenment, the characteristic of a jivan mukta, one who is liberated in life. Apuryamanam achala pratishtham samudramapah parvishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam parvishanti sarve tashanti mapnot nakama kami. Those who are not enlightened, they are kama kami. They are constantly pursuing objects of desire, and they are deluded that they will find their goal. Where? In the projections of the mind. All experiences in this world are based on thought waves. Just like in a cinema show, all that you see is based upon how the pictures are being projected, frame after frame, in a certain speed. There are times when there is a lull in the projecting process. That's in deep sleep. And when you wake up from deep sleep for a few minutes, few moments, there's a lull. No matter whatever problems you may have had, at that time you are very relaxed. I had a sound sleep. I wonder. Why? Because the thought waves that will bring you the reality of life, they are lulled a little. But soon, thought waves, as if they begin to wake up. Just like in darkness, you are not seeing the waves. As darkness is lifted, the waves appear. The moment you become aware of your thought waves, now, no longer the joy of deep sleep. What happened yesterday? What am I to gain today? What is the urgent matter? What is burdening my mind? All that rushes in. But they didn't emerge from your deeper self. They are illusions created by the thought waves of your mind. All through your day-to-day life, all your experiences are based upon thought waves. Mind has to be active. Thought waves must go on operating. Then only you have any experience of the world around you, the experience of inner joy or satisfaction, the memory of the past, the expectations for future, all comes within the realm of thought waves. All these are cinema show. But behind thought waves, there is the absolute reality. Your real self, just like behind all the projections, there is always the screen. The screen is not involved with projections. Think of it. When you are in deep sleep, suddenly dreams arise. You are comfortable on the bed. Nothing has happened. Thieves have not entered. Or anything, nothing abrupt has happened. Within your own consciousness, a drama has been being projected, the drama of the dream. When they started film industry, they were very proud. They have discovered this something very new. That God has discovered it long ago. Every soul is involved with a drama. In the world of this drama, Leela, all your journey, whether you enter into ignorance or become enlightened, all is involved within this world of thought waves. Since that is the reality, spiritually you are guided how to attain enlightenment. Change your direction of your thought waves or change the quality of your thought waves. Instead of directing your mind to the objects of the world or perishable values of the world, direct your mind to God, to the Atman, the Self, Let your mind understand that objects are not the reality. God who underlies behind all the objects, God or the Self, that Self is what you are essentially. When mind tries to grasp it, intuitive function of the mind develops. It's termed as Brahmakara Vritti. The mind that was always focusing on limited things, that has been so natural for the mind. And whenever you focus on a limited thing, mind itself assumes the size of the object to bring about perception. If you bring to your mind something that is magnanimous, mind tries to expand. If Brahman, God, becomes the focus within your mind, mind tries to expand beyond its capacity, blows itself up in a very gentle way. That's called enlightenment. It is important, therefore, to promote serenity in the mind. Accustom your mind not to be disturbed by adversity or by prosperity. Because neither are you losing because of adversity, nor are you gaining because of prosperity. Because all the drama of gaining and losing is a cinema show, projections. If you understand that point, and deep down that knowledge begins to blossom, that I am ever the same. Whatever enters through the ears, whatever enters through the eyes, whatever perceptions enter through your senses, they don't agitate. Projections never agitate the screen. If you have seen like that, that's something wrong. If you are the screen, nothing should agitate. That's Brahmagyan. I am Brahman becomes your focus. Coming one step below, devotion to God. You live as an instrument in the hands of God. You move, you are led, sustained, directed by God. So you do not let your ego inflate. If that happens, happenings do not agitate you. Happenings don't matter. You are like a mountain climber. You have been given a kind of a magical ability. You go on climbing and climbing and nothing stops you. There will be different situations. There will be gentle breeze or there will be no breeze at all. Or there will be terrible winds. There will be many other damaging type of experience. But if you have gained firm footing on the spiritual path, all those adversities, they enter you, and just this, like water, pure water entering into pure water, you are unruffled. This is dramatized in the Ramayana, when Rama was going to be given the throne of Ayodhya, and the entire city was with jubilation. Then suddenly, because of Manthara and Kaikeyi, Rama was sent to the forest. To everyone, it was a terrible shock. Someone who is going to become the emperor. And now he has to wear ordinary clothes and make matted locks and go into the forest. No more wonderful cushions, no more wonderful palace, wonderful foods. All the praise and admiration. It's a terrible. To Rama, it was a trip. He tells his mother, it is, and people around him, it is 100 times better to be in the forest than involved with politics. To be with sages and saints, mind turned towards the highest goal. You must know, I elaborate things. That ideal has to be assimilated by a person. And the more you assimilate that ideal, greater is your footing, firm footing on the path of spiritual success. If you deviate from it, your spirituality will give you good karmas. Good karmas will give you pleasant situations. But just gaining pleasant conditions, that is the goal, that is not the goal of life. To majority of people, objects as if come, perceptions as if pour into your consciousness. How? Through your senses. And your consciousness gets agitated. Because consciousness is not like the ocean, it is like a shallow river due to ignorance. In reality, your consciousness is the ocean. All perceptions that flow in are little streams getting into the ocean. How can they agitate the ocean? All things that you perceive through your senses are the miracle of your consciousness. And consciousness is what you are. Therefore, all that you experience is simply glorifying your consciousness. Whether things you experience are positive or negative, glory to your consciousness that you are able to experience them. Without consciousness, nothing will be experienced. And another great factor, that all that you are experiences are reflections in consciousness. So the lake, and suddenly reflections change. A flock of geese are flying by. They all reflect in the lake. A fish in the lake becomes very interested about it. Something great has happened within the lake. But the lake is the same. Reflections do not change the lake. All your experiences are reflections that do not change your innermost consciousness, self. The self is ever the same. So, watch yourself. Each, every moment, streams are entering. Things you hear, objects you perceive, the world around you, they are entering through your senses. Your intellect has that responsibility whether to keep your mind agitated or interpret things in a pleasant way and make your mind swelled up or make your mind shrunk. Pleasure or pain. If that is the predicament, then you are. That's the state of ignorance. Everything creates agitation. When you have attained enlightenment, nothing can create agitation. A simpler illustration is the sky and the clouds. Clouds, no matter how they gather, they cannot create agitation in the sky. O Nachiketa, the soul of the sage becomes one with Brahman. Saint Gaudapada, Guru of Shankaracharya, he is saying, Anadi Mayaya Supto, Yada Jiva Prabudhyate, Ajam Anidram Aswapnam Advaitam Budhyate Tada. When the Jiva, the individual soul in you, wakes up from the beginningless Maya, from the sleep of delusion, immediately there is a revelation. Ajam, I am. Unborn, anidram, aswapnam, I am beyond the three states, waking, dream, deep sleep. Advaitam, I am non-dual self. And that's called self-realization.